this is the one that I was talking about. That question was, can we use a where here instead of a having? And you can't. The where can only be used, as I said, when you're forming the group. Once the groups have been formed, the only way you can extract is having. Okay? And I said that wrong, and I wanted to fix that. Okay. So now we are looking at these problems that I want you to solve. Okay, the first one, what's the explanation? What happens on this? I didn't give you any data on this. I just wanted to know what would happen. What's happened? What's going to be done first?
The last select.
The last select. So the first thing you're going to do is say select the major code from major, where option is PR or NT. So I'm going to end up with just the records that are PR or NT. Then what am I going to do? Oh, come on. Yeah. It's going to get the student ID from that group that I selected. Okay, because I said select major code from major where option is PR. It's going to then get the student ID from that. Okay, so it's looking for the student ID from the registration file where the major is one of those that I selected. So the major's got to be PR or NT. And then once it's got the student ID, it says, okay, now go back and get the student ID, name, student address, city, and state from student, where the student ID is in those students that I selected. Okay? So I'm first getting the major. Once I get the major, then I'm looking in a file called registration. Notice there's three tables going on here. So once I get the major, I'm going to the registration table and looking for the student ID that is PR or NT. And then I'm going to the student table and looking for the student that matches with those IDs that I extracted in the middle. Okay. And so basically it goes to the inner select, gets that result, backs out one, gets that result, and then backs out and gets what you actually want. Okay. What about number two? Have you looked at number two? Has anybody got an answer to number two? Okay. Then I will leave you to try to figure that out for a few moments. The files that you're looking at are all up above. In number two, you don't have to write out all the answers. You can just tell me what would happen.
Oh, man.
I just wrote them all out. And I realized
that. That's a long.
Right. So get a couple of them on there and then tell me what happens. Let's see. So what's that one doing?
It's looking at the research and sales in the department table.
Right.
So the only thing that it has in common is the department number.
And
yep.
And any information from the other table.
That matches that department number.
Right.
Okay. So all of these have department number of 20 and 30. Because if you look at the department table, what are the research and sales, 20 and 30? So basically what you're doing there is you're going in and you're using two tables and you're not having to use a join or a clause that matches the two tables because you're going to the department table separately and saying, okay, I want the department name, I want the department number that matches with research or sales. So it's coming out with two. And notice it says when department number in, and you should use that when you are looking for multiples, because that is going to return multiples, or can return multiples. You might only get one, but it can return multiples. So in implies that you're going to get multiples. And I'm getting back 20 and 30. Okay, so I'm getting back from the original thing, when I do this sale, the original, the embedded one is bringing back 20 and 30. And so then I say, okay, now find me everybody where department numbers in that group. So it's finding me everybody that has a department number that's in that group that was returned. And maybe group is the wrong word. That set that was returned, because group implies something else. In that collection that was returned, in that set that was returned. So return 20 or 30, and now I'm getting information from employee where the department number is in that group. So you see that only 20 and 30 show up.
So that subquery is kind of almost joining without using the join.
Exactly. It's not joining them as much as it is allowing me to get information from two tables.
Like cross-reference.
As I said, it's not linking the records. It's going in and saying, okay, it's department 20 and 30 you're into. So if I had known which department numbers they were, I could forget the inner select and say where department number equals 20 or department number equals 30, or I could say where department number in and put in parentheses 20 comma 30. But I didn't know what department numbers research and sales were. So this lets me go and get the department number that research and sales is. And there are definitely times when you don't know some information and you'd have to go look it up, but why not let the computer look it up? So it's going and getting the department number that has research and sales department number. Okay? And then it is coming up with that. Okay, so that's number two. Try number three. Select. So the first thing it's doing is going and getting the average of the enrolled. And so then it's basically doing the sum. So the sum is based on the groups. So it's first forming groups, and then it's saying, okay, I'm going to have all the groups where the sum is greater than the average. So it's grouping by what? What is it grouping by?
The first letter.
Right. So I'm going to get a CI and a BU group, right? It should be 103. Okay. Now I've got it right. I had a piece of bad data in there. Okay, is anybody coming up with the answers that I came up with? Okay. So it came up with the average, and the average is 23. And then I said, okay, now go in and run this. And the two totals are both bigger than 23, so they're both showing up. Okay, now I want to edit this. And change it to average in here. And if I change it to average instead of sum, which is what number four is, what am I going to get? If I look at the data, the average of business is 59, right, divided by 3, which is
19.75.
Huh?
19.75.
Yeah, 19. Okay, and then something. So it's 19. So is 19 greater than 23?
No.
No. And if I look at the top one, it was 103 divided by 3.
0.5.
I have 34, right?
4 divided by 3.
Oh, it's divided by 4. Yeah, you're right. But I still think it comes out greater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's 4 and 103. And that's close to being 8. 6, rather. It's 5.7. So that's greater than the average, which I already figured out was 23. So what's going to show up when I run this one?
Just the I.
Okay, so if I run this one, I'm just getting a CI. Okay, because that's the only one that's greater. So that was forming the groups, but then the having clause is eliminating one of the groups, right? Yes, no, maybe?
That's number 4.
Pardon me? That's number 4, yes. So it grouped by CI and BU, and then it said, okay, now I'll figure out the average enrolled for those two, and I'm only showing the average enrolled that's greater than the average for the whole. Okay? So I'm only showing the group that has above average, basically.
Number 3 was the 23.
Number 3 had the two answers. The business 59 and the CI 103. Okay? Okay, so number 3 was doing the sum. And so when I do the sum of these, I end up with the sum of BU is 59 and the sum of CI is 103. Okay, so the sum of the top 4 is 103. That's 103, and those are 59. And if you care about the order, then you should put an order by clause in. It has some algorithms behind it that come up with interesting audits sometimes. And if you care about the order, you should put in an order by clause and tell it to order by whatever it is that you want it to order by. Order by the ID or order by the enrolled, the sum, the answer.
Okay.
Okay, go on to number five. Actually, number five is not subqueries. It was just I wanted to make sure that you were okay with the where. So number five is a look back to the where, and then we go back on to subqueries. I have a different answer than you're going to get. Because on my donation table, I have... Oh, no, maybe I don't. Maybe I don't have a different answer. I thought I on my donation table I had more than you do. You have more than I do. The donation table that I gave you has six records, and I only have four.
Donor account.
Questions, anyone?
I can't.
It goes on the donation, I mean, on the donor drive.
Right.
And you've got two tables here. So the goal is not on the donations from the donor. Greater than the year goal divided by 12. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking to see if it's greater than a monthly payment to make the year goal, basically. So that's why I'm connecting to the tables, is to get information from both of the tables. Questions?
No. No,
what about
no? Can't get higher than all.
No, right. So that's going to come up with nothing. I mean, null is going to come up with nothing. And, yeah, you're greater than null if something is null.
So it would be greater than?
Yeah, countermand is greater than null. Let's see, null is 22222. Actually, I don't have a contribution for 22222, so you're all set. Isn't the null one person 222?
Yeah.
Oh, you're right.
So I don't actually have a contribution for them. I can't spell it clearly. Different answer than I did because you've got donations, you've got 6 donations, I only have 4.
So the order of operating
is that all? No, the inner selection is all. Have this one done?
I don't know if it's right.
Well, I can tell you 3 of them that are right, but you've got 2 more. Okay. If you look at the top 4, you can see I only have 4 donations on the sample that I was using. I gave you 6 donations. So I've got the top 4 of your 6. If you look at the donations that I printed out, they're right down there. And I have the top 4 of your 6. Okay? But apparently I added 2 more, and I don't know what got that stored somewhere under some name. But anyway, the one that I'm testing on has those 4, which are the top 4 there. Okay, I don't have the bottom 2 in my donation table. So my answer came out, and I went back and modified it and put the donor ID in just so that I could see them. My answer came out for the first 4 with Jennifer Ames, Susan Ash, and Nancy Taylor.
Well, the Nancy Taylor one was 150.
Yeah, it was a year goal, so that one doesn't show up.
Okay. So Nancy Taylor had a different
year goal. Instead of 50, it was 150.
Okay.
So it didn't show up.
Okay. And then what about the last two?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Yeah.
Okay. Is everybody in agreement with that? So you should come up with, what did you come up with?
Jennifer Ames and Susan Ash.
Okay. Yeah, I think I remember that being right. So for you, we're going to eliminate this one because you had different data. But basically, it is coming in and saying where the donor ID equals the donation ID and Cottonmouth is greater than year old divided by 12. Yeah.
So you have two records at the end of the donation table that are like the same ID numbers. Would you add those together or would you put separate records?
I'd do separate.
Okay.
It would do separate. Because the donor ID matches the donation ID, it's going to do them separate. I didn't say to sum them up or anything.
Wait, both Jennifer Ames and Susan Ash appear twice, right?
In yours, I think so. Well, no, wait a minute, okay. They appear twice in the donation.
Susan Ash is 20, forget that.
So Jennifer Ames and Susan Ash, I think, are the two that gave two donations, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So now the question is, do they appear in this? And some of you said no. Does anybody think they do? What you?
Good. Jennifer Ames twice, Susan Ash once.
Yeah. That's.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I will add those two on. You move on, and I'll add those two, and we'll see what we come up with when we add the two. And what was the one that I need to fix? Which one? Okay, which number? Because I don't have the... 3333. And Nancy Taylor on yours. Back in the donation, on the donor table?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah. I have 152. I have 150. What do you have?
150.
Oh, wait a minute. I don't know that I have 150. Sorry about that. I'm getting confused as to which is which. Select ID number, year goal from donor. And I have 50, you're right. Okay, so I need to update donor and set year goal equal to 150. Where ID number equals 33333, right? Okay, so now if I go in and I'm going to say create table donation Z as select asterisks from donation. Okay, so I've now got a donation Z table, and if I do a select asterisks from donation Z, I get those four records. Okay, so now I'm going to add records. So I'm saying insert into donation Z values 12121, comma 300, comma 2005 12 31, comma 50. Missing a comma. Where did I miss a comma? Yes.
And for Susan Ash, you have 100 up there for your goal, but on ours it says 50. I don't know if that makes a difference for us, but...
Where, which, why, what, when?
For Susan Ash, that's one of the records that you had pulled out, but for your goal is 50, and you have 100 up there.
Okay. You know what? I don't think I'm going to fix it.
Okay.
This looks like too much aggravation in the typing.
Honestly, yeah, it'll probably still be over.
Okay.
Yeah,
so what are you coming up with?
Two of these. Two Susan Ash.
Two Susan Ash, two Jennifer Ames. Is everybody in agreement with that?
No.
No? All right, let's do them by...
I'm getting mostly a headache.
I've definitely got a headache. Okay. So, 500. Okay, so for Stephen Daniels, it's 500 divided by 12. What's 500 divided by 12? Somebody with a calculator.
41.6.
Okay, so that one's 41. And 400 divided by 12?
33.3.
And 50 divided by 12?
4.
And 150 divided by 12. And oh, we have one more, 250. Oh no, that one isn't actually in there, so that doesn't matter. So I'm going to try to remember those, right? Okay. So 41.33. 41 goes with 1111. So 1111. And 25 is not greater, right? So it's not going to show up. On the next one, 12121, Hunter Mount is 40. We came up with... 41, right? So 40 is not greater?
No,
that was
33. Okay, I really am going to have to look at this. Okay, how many people came up with this is getting out of hand?
Why don't you just come to one of our computers and look at it?
Okay, no, I mean, I just want to get everybody in agreement.
Oh.
Okay, he's got... two Susan Ashes and two Jennifer Aids. What do you guys got?
Same.
The same.
That's what I thought. Okay. Like you guys, I just changed.
Yeah, we just managed to mess you up. Right?
Yeah.
Huh? All right, so we've got two Jennifer Aideses and two Susan Ashes. That seems to be the consensus.
All right, let's go with that.
Well, I don't know. I feel stupid. Where are we getting two Susan Ashes from? Is it?
It's looking at all six of those. And 12121, I think, is Susan.
Oh, she's
R is Jennifer Ames. And 23456 is Jennifer Ames. Susan Ames.
That makes sense. Okay.
Okay. We're okay. Because by the time I go ahead and mix find my missing commas and my missing everything else, is, you know, everything is going to be over.
I didn't realize that.
I need a keyboarding class, in other words. Okay, so what we've got here is 212121, so that's two of Jennifer Ames. And 23456 is Susan Ash. And apparently Jennifer Ames gave two contributions and Susan Ames gave two contributions. Okay, so we're going through and we're finding that this one and this one and this one and this one met the criteria. Whereas 11111 and 33333 didn't meet the criteria.
I get it.
Okay? Okay, so number five is done. Six. Anybody got something for six?
Headache.
I thought the headache started with one. To you again because I've only got the four records. Okay, these should be two of your records, right? These should be two of the records, and then there's a possibility that you have two more, I don't know. But does everybody have that one, those two? The inner one said, if I just look at the inner select, it says select drive number from drive, where last year is greater than 5,000. Okay? And it came up with 100 and 300?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you then look at the data and you look at the ones with 100 and 300, there's four of them there. Okay? The 200s are being eliminated.
So it would be a four records.
Right. The 100s are being eliminated, right? I'm sorry, the 100s, I think I said 200. 100s are being eliminated. Okay. Okay, so again, you are going to have how many records?
Four.
Four. Does everybody come up with four records? try number 7. We'll see what you come up with in 7. So how many are you going to come up with?
I came up with 2.
Yes. Because one of them is that last 2 that I don't have. It would be both of them have drive number 300, right?
200, right? From animal home?
Animal home is 200, but then I said greater than any. Going to be 2 records. Again, I only have the top 4. So it's going to be 2 records. But both of them are going to have drive 300, right?
If you add the 300.
Well, if you're looking for drive with 300, then one of the item numbers is 33333.
Right.
But then that's not in the donor table.
Right.
33333
is not showing up.
That one's in the donor table.
It's in the donor table.
Oh, crap. I didn't even see her. I forgot to take her back.
Don't confuse me.
That's our big plea to everyone. Don't confuse us. Look at this. If you did this, and I'm going to go in and edit it now, and if I take out that line, and say greater than 200. Because 200 was what got returned, right?
For animal
home. Right, 200 was what got returned for animal home. So if I take this and I substitute in the 200, then I get the same result.
And
the other 300 ones, so you would also get
Jennifer Ames.
Okay, so you would get these two. You would get Nancy Taylor, and you would get Jennifer Ames, the two right next to those two, the 300. Because what you can do with this is, I know that Animal Home returned 200. So I can go back in and stick in greater than 200. Okay? And that will give me the same answer.
Because you said greater than any, did it mean greater than anything from Animal Home for 200?
No, greater than any of the things that got returned. So if I had got 100 returned, then I'd see all of the 200 and 300s. If I'd gone in and got 100 returns. So what's 100? Is kids shelter. But if I... if I go back and change this to 100... then I have anybody with a 200 or a 300.
Yep.
Okay? So if this one had a clause in it that it said kids shelter, then when I had kids shelter in there, it would have returned 100, and so I would have got all the 200s and 300s.
Okay. So we would get 30 records.
200s and 300s, I think, get you 4 records.
Yeah, okay, 4 records, yeah.
Okay. Okay, did that help?
Yeah.
A little bit.
A little bit? Only a little bit?
Yeah, that's the confusion, that was good.
Huh?
To pass all the confusion and really helped.
Okay, I am actually going to put up an assignment since we got for this far. So I'm going to put up an assignment tonight or tomorrow morning. But I said check back.
Yeah.
I don't have to? Oh, that's nice of you.
I'm still working on that other one. So,
yeah.
Does this class end?
Now.
Oh, okay. We just had a group out here waiting. I didn't know if they were part of it.
No, no.
No, they're just too early.